There are differences. One is the biggest difference between Europe and US is the supplementation with folates in food, which, as we know, has a big benefit for cardiovascular and neurological development and so on. In Europe, that is not the case. We also know that Americans are much more eager to supplement their diet with vitamins, high doses of different supplements, including folic acid. In particular, the benefits of folic acid down-regulating homocysteine had also an effect that a lot of people pop these pills. Now, we think that one of the major explanations for the differences may be the supplement of folate in our food and the supplements. So in Europe, that is not the case. People also use vitamin supplementation, but not in the same extent. In fact, as you imagine, they are much more organic and they're not doing that so much. Now, saying that, there are also significant developments in the folate pathway. This data will be published very soon and looked at probably and put folate in a different view. We know when patients have no polyps, are healthy and take folate, we can prevent colon cancer. But if patients have polyps, the growth of the polyps may be faster with folic acid.
That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Why would that happen?
Because folic acid is a major supplement for DNA synthesis. If you have an ongoing growth, it may fuel the growth. Now, it doesn't mean that they will get faster into cancer, but there is certainly some evidence. Then there are data which also will be published showing that maybe the folate supplementation in patients with cancer may be not a good idea, because with the same principle. So at the moment in my practice, I do not recommend any folic acid supplementation in patients who have a history of polyps or have active disease. I'm working with multiple researchers to look into the value of folic acid supplementation. I'm involved in a colon cancer family registry collecting 10,000 people around the US, Canada, and Australia, where we look and collected information on folate intake, development of cancer, and how this would influence. See, you can make an interesting argument, and here the environment may take a place and lifestyle. If you're taking folic acid, if you're taking Celebrex, if you're taking aspirin, and you develop colon cancer, believe me, the behavior and the makeup of these tumors is different in comparison when you wouldn't have taken it.
In what specifically way?
Well, if COX-2 is one of the ways of early development and you inhibit it, the tumors will find another ways to grow. Now, that may be more or less aggressive. What I'm saying, you change the behavior of a tumor by trying to prevent it with certain pathways.